My name is TJ Lavin. I'm the host of the challenge.
TJ, all those things you said about all the other partners is true, but this guy's belittled me, put me down, slut-shamed me, and also threatened my life and my family's life. I'm keeping the money.
Logan. Whoa! My vote's for Johnny.
TT looks like freaking Godzilla.
Now entering Two Girls, One Challenge.
Fun. And we're in. We're live.
What's going on?
What do you mean?
What's going on? Happy Friday. You know that Twitter account that's like Daniel Craig on SNL saying like, here's the weekend?
No.
You know? He's like, and now the weekend. Okay. I'll send it to you guys afterwards. It's pretty funny. It's like cute. It's happy weekend. You know, there's no one I'd rather spend my Friday with than Rachel on Zoom. There's nothing else to do. So, and we have a special guest today, Avery, a longtime listener, probably one of our first listeners, actually.
You mean one of our
and one of our last. we're so honored to have you on. We'd love to hear a little about like your relationship with the challenge, how long you've been watching, who are your favorite characters, and also what you think about the season so far.
So I think I was in like fourth or fifth grade and I found the real world. That was it. And like I also like would see like, I think it was like X's was like the thing at the time, so like I would see the ads for that and I was like, that seems interesting. Never watched it.
For reference, what year was it when you found this?
It'd be 2012 or 2013.
2012, and you were in fourth grade.
Yeah.
So, I probably, 2012, I was in high school. I was a senior in high school,
yep.
And I probably discovered it at the same time as you, but you were just like way advanced for your age. So
MTV at like, in fifth grade. Like if I had MTV in fifth grade, oh my God.
Yep.
I would be so, and you're good.
Yeah, no, I think I've watched every single season of The Real World.
Yeah.
That has ever existed.
That's been on like so long too.
Yeah, I had to find the first few seasons. Like I was really committed to watching every single season.
Yeah.
And so I think freshman year of high school, I got the flu. And so I had nothing, or was it before then? I can't remember. But I got the flu and I didn't have anything else to watch. And I was like, you know what? It's finally time I watched the challenge. And from then on, I was like hooked. I was like, I've watched like other seasons. I think I watched up until, it had to be Rivals 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then like to now. So that's how I've watched the challenge.
I feel like that Rivals and like X's era, that's like definitely like one of my favorite
that's times. Peak.
Yeah, I think so too. That's pretty peak. Like the drama between contestants. I haven't seen a lot of Real World, but I feel like the casting was really good on those seasons
and it's
as well.
Like, but like, I think because it was like a couple weeks ago or like last week you guys were talking about, it was just how like different the drama is and like how it's not the same. I was like, it's, I think most people are like, and like, I think I learned this from, there was like, cause I watched The Bachelor as well. And there was like a guy who was on it and he was explaining it. Like people aren't there to like fall in love with this person that's there. It's like to boost like their social media game.
Yeah.
And so like, that's what's been interesting. Like in this new era, when you have like Viacom and you can have all these like different shows, like be on the challenge.
Yeah.
So that's been really weird. Like, and the drama with it. So it's like not as enjoyable as like in the 2000s where it's like no one had social media, no one cared. So it was like they could do whatever they want. And they were also really young. So it was like that interesting element to it too.
The star power is like totally different. And people will just like go on the challenge, like even for one season, like Gabby, who's like only been on Love Island, like for one season, a while ago, I think we were talking about this. She was like, I think the most Instagram followers or one of the most Instagram followers of anyone. And compare that to like Cara Maria, who's like a a challenge classic, but like, you know, she's like just not on online as much. And I mean, it's definitely, it's bigger, but like it used to like not even be a big deal. Like some people wouldn't even be online at all, but now you like, you have to be like, you have to be commenting as the episode comes out. Like you have to start Twitter drama. Like that's how all these like relationships are maintained or like destroyed, like off season. You have to know all this stuff. Who are your faves in general? And then
because like I really like the older seasons, so I would like really say Laurel. I'd like love seeing Laurel come back. Kara was my favorite up until like Polly came around. That whole, their whole thing last season, or was it two seasons ago, it was just silly and I really hated it, and it just made the season so much terrible. It was insufferable.
They just were fueled by like hatred and jealousy. It was just not enjoyable to watch.
So like those two were probably my favorite like for a while there. I really liked Darrell. She's really good. CT, but like I know he was an asshole in like older seasons, but I just think like the athleticism he had was really just killer, and that was like the best part.
It is weird to think about CT like being like kind of a dick, but like he was, like he was a womanizer like when he was 25 or whatever. Those are all great faves. You're definitely into the classics, which I like. What do you think about the season so far?
I'll say it again, the drama isn't as good. It's not good. There's nothing there. There's no substance of drama that I'm getting from it. So that's been really like a little upsetting. I feel like I'm missing out on it. But it's been a good season so far, I think. But I don't know. I also don't like this whole mix of like every Viacom show can like be on the challenge now. That's kind of like something that bothers me, because it's like there's no true like MTV like network. So it's like random mix of people. And also Lolo Jones being on just kind of has rubbed me the wrong way. It's like, you're an Olympian. I think this isn't for you.
I mean, her energy this season was like so weird and negative. I'm glad she went home this episode. It was much needed at this point.
But I think it's a fine season. Definitely not like my favorite. I don't know if I like the format of it. I really would wish like Arrivals or Exes would come back. Like that's my dream.
You know, I feel the same way. I've been asking for Arrivals or Exes for years now. We need it. It's about time, especially like it's been so long, and like we gotta have a way, like it's a good way to like recap like how far you've come, like how many relationships or like bridges have been burned like since the last time we did this. It's like a really fun way to sort of like look back on that stuff. Okay, I think we should dive into the challenge part of this episode. I thought this was so fun, like the helicopter. I know Rachel always loves to see TJ like driving like a big machine, and it's like that was like peak for me. And watching CT and Big T like dominate this was like super special. Let's see here. I do think like Lolo's performance in the challenge, like did that like strike you? I mean, obviously her whole thing this season has been like super negative, but like her like complaining like during the challenge and like putting up like a weak performance, and like she's like crying like while she's swimming. It was like so weird. I felt like I shouldn't be watching. Like it was so uncomfortable. Like she's like doing this like weird backstroke thing like with both of her arms, and she just can't keep up. I felt so bad for Nam.
I think she was just really done with the whole thing, like just really just wanted to go in and like just be done with the whole season. So I think that's why she like gave up and wasn't feeling it. I think it is kind of annoying. It's like, we get that you want to go home. Like, how many seasons has Ashley done that? Like, to like just be like, I'm over it and just want to go home. So like, that's kind of the vibe. But it's like, you're also like an Olympic athlete. I feel like you should just be content. Like, you should have done better like throughout this entire season. I feel like you have the athleticism to like be good at this in a way. But like, that's kind of disappointing. And like, I do feel bad for Nam, because it's like you just failed a challenge when you could have won it, and your partner threw it because of like how she's feeling about herself, like within the challenge, which kind of like sucks. But it's like, it's the challenge. It's, you've been in the Olympics before.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I feel like she's definitely shown like her immaturity this season. I kind of hope she doesn't come back. Like, it's not like pleasant to watch her. Like, I'm not rooting for her, and I'm also just like not rooting against her. Like, a good villain. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's not a fun watch. She takes herself super seriously. And I mean, she should, in a way. Like, she is, but she also talks a big game and like didn't show up in almost any of these challenges. I kind of feel like maybe there was the endurance challenge too, like where she should have like shown, and like where was it? Like, where was it there?
Yeah, like, I think she's like a sprinter, which like still—
Is she a sprinter?
I think so. But you should have enough endurance to like know how to do it. That's like how I feel about it.
Yeah, totally. Wait, do you know the Lolo Jones drama, or is that Rachel?
Yeah, that's Rachel.
Okay, we'll get back to her.
Oh, she's a bobsledder.
She's a bobsledder. I thought that she like did like marathons for some reason. Yeah, but
bobsledder and hurdler.
Hurdler. Okay. Well, hurdling, I feel like that's an interesting sport, like, because like obviously someone has to be good at that, but like, who is hurdling?
Yeah.
Rachel, I need you to explain to me this Lolo Jones drama that you were telling me.
Okay, wait.
So
my speakers are getting acting a little weird, so you guys are very quiet, but I'm hoping that everything gets back to normal soon. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, great. Okay, so the Lolo Jones drama, that's what you said, right?
We just finished talking about her weak challenge performances and how much
So this is my whole thing with her, is that I have never been able to, like, I've never seen her not blame her performance on somebody else, and I just like, she cannot, I've never seen her once take responsibility for her own actions. It's either her shoe is falling off, or she's got to go train for the Olympics, or it's this, or she needs a mediator because that's why she can't talk to other people. Like, I've never seen, not in a single thing in any like corner of her life. And so to see her go on Twitter, and I pulled it up because I wanted to read it to you guys, and say some things which, to be honest, I believe some of it, but I don't believe that she was forced to quit. This is what she tweeted: MTV The Challenge forced me to quit, and that is facts. I've never quit anything in my life. Heck, I'm one of the oldest Olympians because I don't quit. Of course, she had to reference the Olympics. I was pulled aside before the show and told to make it look like I needed to leave. Follow-up tweet: there are so many secrets that are not known to the viewers. Hope that people remember the challenge is not a real competition. It's a TV show. They do not show the full picture, but what is entertaining? So before you write hate messages, know that you are judged. You are judge and jury without evidence. And actually, there was a tweet in here before that said that CT and Big T didn't win, and that it was rigged, and they dropped out of the drop zone, and that they rigged a bunch of shit. And when it looked like she wasn't going to get her chance to actually compete, she was like really upset, but she tried to stay in anyway.
What?
Everything, that tweet was deleted. Everything about this is just like, I definitely, and it's funny because she deleted the tweet that I believe. Like, I believe that they would rig the challenge. I do. We've seen it happen.
Yeah.
We've seen them rig a final. Like, I believe that. I do not believe that they would make her quit. And the way that her mental health was deteriorating throughout this whole thing, it was clear that that was just like the only course of events for her other than to watch her fail in an elimination. I think that that was her fear, like that she would just totally bail and suck at an elimination. And who would she have to blame? Because she's there by herself.
Yeah, she if she's not showing up in challenges, she can't show up in eliminations. Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, so I'm glad to see her gone. What'd you say?
It's interesting that I'm trying to think of a reason that production would have asked her to leave, and I just can't think of a plausible one. I feel like production does that when there is a behavioral issue, mm-hmm. And the only thing I can think of is like maybe they were taking Nam's mental health into consideration.
But he didn't even seem like he was that upset by it. Like, it seemed like he would have been fine if they were partners continuing on for the rest of the time. It was like her that couldn't do it. Excuse me. I hope you guys didn't hear that burp.
It's cute.
But you're right. It's like, it's only if it's a mental health thing. She was half the drama. Like, especially in the past episode, she took up a lot of the screen time. So I don't understand why they would not, they would ask for that to be gone.
Yeah, definitely not.
Especially if it was a source of drama, they wouldn't ask you to leave.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's no way. And I just love that, like, her excuse is because she has to go train more for the Olympics, which I thought it was a summer Olympics this year, but I guess it's a winter because she said that she left early and made the USA bobsled team. If she didn't leave, she would have missed the team cutoff by 2 days. And I will be watching her at the bobsled event, and I will be rooting for the other team. She is not an American, in my opinion. The challenge.
Okay, well, we don't need to get all pro-America here. I don't know. This definitely podcast not. Is pro-America by any means.
Only when it comes to Lolo Jones in bobsledding. That's the only time.
Jesus Christ, Rachel. I wanted to talk about Devin and his like big mouth. I feel like this is like one of those great larger story arcs that we almost never get to see like play out. Like, we have seen Devin, who I personally am obsessed with, get into so many like verbal altercations this season, especially with the big brother alliance, which has managed to almost completely or completely stay in the game as
completely.
Anyone.
I don't think any of them have been eliminated.
Yeah, that's crazy. Anyway, so we see this come to fruition. Devin is up against Josh to possibly go down into the crater. And he gets the most votes. He doesn't mm-hmm. want to go down. He already has his gold skull. He knows he's going against CT if he goes down. And Josh feels the same. Josh can rally the votes. And I think it's really interesting that Darrell was the swing vote and voted for Devin. And I would love to hear everyone's thoughts on this.
I was very disappointed in Darrell. I mm-hmm. thought that he did not need to show that kind of loyalty to Amber B. And what's more, CT is the one who's looking at the votes. So he could have looked at Darrell and known it was Darrell and then not really had to spread that information. Like, yes, everyone knew he was the tiebreaker, so maybe they would have figured it out regardless. But I don't really understand why he did that, especially when he still doesn't have his gold skull. So he needs all the help he can get. And I guess maybe that's why he did it, because Big Brother is a strong alliance. I just kind of walked that whole thing backwards. But anyway, I'm not a fan of the Big Brother alliance. I think that they're mobbing the game a little bit, and it's really annoying watching Josh cry for having friends.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I was feeling indifferent about it. I didn't really care too much about it. Like, I like Devin, but I didn't really care if like he went down or not. But I think it was fine for him to go down. I did think it was a little shady for Darrell to give Amber so much like power within their team, because it's like, you don't really know her. She's never been on this show before. So like, yeah, she's your teammate, but do you owe her that much at this point?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it is weird to think that Amber B is the one calling the shots on that team, and that's probably some internalized misogyny that I'm holding on to, but it is interesting because Darrell has history in this game, and he has history with mm-hmm. CT and
long history too, like,
and I kind of think that this like might be good for his game in the short term, but I don't think it's good in the long term, and I even mean like long term until the end of this game, not even into another season, because the Big Brother Alliance has the numbers, but they're also like not I don't think very physically like athletic. I maybe Bessie. That's it. I think that the rest of them sort of like skate by on numbers. Mm-hmm. Casey's pretty good.
Casey's probably the most consistent, I would say, because Fessy can be just a fucking
Fessy can like fuck up, and he's also really stupid.
Yeah.
So they're not like a threat, like technically. And so Darrell siding with them, I think, is kind of dumb because CT can make it far in this game. Cam can make it far in this game. I thought it was interesting also that Cam and Leroy burned their votes.
Oh, did they
think about that? They burn them on, like, I knew they, I don't think it matters who they burn them on. They just like burn them.
You mentioned earlier, about the, you know, the arc of Devin. And it was at this episode that he kind of had that whole little speech where he was talking about how, like, he knows that he fucks everything up and he knows that he's really hard to be friends with. Like, that's what he said to like Amber B or something like that. I just thought it was like, he's got a, he's so annoying, but there's a level of self-awareness which almost makes it more annoying, because then it's like, okay, you're still purposely being like this. But it was a sweet moment. I laughed a bit.
Do you think that if we started a GoFundMe for me to subscribe to his OnlyFans, like, our listeners would contribute?
Wait, who's OnlyFans?
Devin's.
I don't think our listeners would, but I'd go halvesies with you if we could share the content, if we could share the login.
I wonder how much it is.
I feel like it's all feet stuff.
All feet?
I mean, I'm not getting a like close up of his dick. I know that's for sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. we're not subscribed yet.
You can never tell. I don't know. Celeb only fans are usually,
it's a bit of an oxymoron, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Does anyone have anything else they want to, ooh, the cliffhanger. Does anyone have any predictions for what the heck that security breach is going to mean?
Initially, I thought they were going to bring somebody in, but usually when they do, you kind of get a bit of a hint that someone's coming in that episode, and they didn't have that. So I'm pivoting to thinking it's a double elimination, which is unfortunate, although Gabby is probably of everyone, actually, sorry, I'm gonna scratch that, it's not unfortunate, because Gabby has less experience than Big T, so while being a little bit bigger, that's helpful. And this is an elimination where it's a bit of a equalizer. It's the one where they're swinging in the middle and they have to like put hooks on poles or whatever. So it's not a head-to-head competition. This also could be good news for Devin if they do end up going against each other.
Yeah. That's a good Avery, what do you think?
I would only think it would be double, or like they would do a mercenaries thing. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, maybe mercenaries.
Mercenaries, but like then the gold skull thing, like that doesn't, I'm like, what would happen? I kind of think, I wonder if this is wishful thinking, but I almost feel like, would it be like CT and Big T, like, I don't know, like, would they get control to throw like Josh in, and like I almost want to, like, I don't know, like that seems crazy because there's no precedent for that. I don't know.
Now I'm wondering if it's just a security breach because it's the first time someone with a gold skull is going to elimination.
Oh, that would be so lame.
If that's it, I will be pissed.
That is so lame.
But it could be.
It better not be. Yeah, I feel like it makes sense. We're pretty far in the season. It's about time. So.
Yeah. They've been.
But I also.
Oh yeah, go
don't
ahead, Avery.
I don't think they would do a double, or maybe they would, but I think always because it's been like, oh, there's too many people here, let's feed, like, get rid of some people. Mm-hmm. But now it's because you have this gold skull thing, I don't think it matters as much to have that many people there.
Yeah.
So that's why it'd be a little funky to do like mercenaries or like double. But I could see them doing a double.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that makes the most sense.
Yeah.
All right, I guess we're just gonna have to see. Yeah. So let us know if you guys, if any of our listeners like have any ideas of what you think
it Nobody is. Nobody ever lets us know.
Let us know. I've
not been told what's up once.
We need to know your thoughts on this because we're dying. We're dying here. We have days until the next episode. Days.
I can't believe I forgot to do my challenge pick'em this week.
I know. It is true that I am wishful thinking that CT will be able to throw Josh down because my challenge pick'em was that CT wins the challenge and Josh goes home. And I really wanted to see that happen. I was so close. And I'm hoping that somehow it comes true for me.
I hope for you too.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Anyway, fuck, marry, kill?
Fuck, marry, kill. Marry, fuck, kill. Kill, fuck, marry. Let's go. Avery, guests first.
Oh, man.
Unless you don't want
Unless,
to.
Yeah, then in which case.
No, I gotta think about it. Oh, man.
We're like, we're not recording you forcing you to do something right now that you don't want to do. Bobby made you sign that NDA.
Yeah. Okay. It's like moment. Can I pick a person too?
Yeah.
If you want. Whatever you want.
Okay. Say Darrell. Kyle. I can't think of a moment, so I'm just going to stick with people.
Which one are you marrying? Which one are you fucking? Which one are you killing?
Okay. Marry Darrell, kill Kyle. And then I think fuck Tori.
Tori.
I think that's good. Yeah. That makes sense. She's one of the hottest people on the challenge. Even though she's kind of
sketchy,
annoying this season.
Annoying.
Rach, do you want to go or should I?
I will go. So The moment that I would marry would be Big T smiling on the rope because you can literally see her little pearly whites from a mile away. It was so cute.
She looked so happy. It made my heart so happy.
Just happy to be here, you know. And I love that energy. I would fuck CT calling Josh the goof because that was fucking hilarious.
I want the goof.
I know. I was just like, yes, please tell me he needs Josh. Please tell me he needs.
Also, like, what do you think? Do you think like maybe just CT does not know Josh's name?
Yeah, because it did take him a while when they were like, who's the goof? It took him like a second to say Josh. If I was him, I wouldn't like use that part of my brain to remember his name either.
Oh yeah, definitely not.
And then I would kill Josh creeping on Nani after 5 years of friendship. Ugh, like I was just like, disgusting. It was weird. And he was like, not being like, no, I'm just hugging you because I love you like a sister. Like he was being a creep about it.
He was like, no, I want to have sex.
Yeah. And I didn't appreciate that because like, maybe. That's so annoying when people do that.
Yeah. Very annoying. Okay. So mine is, I am going to kill, I mentioned this already, but I'm going to kill Lolo's shitty backstroke and then blaming her slow swimming on losing her shoe. She's like blubbering on that raft and she's like, I almost lost my shoe. Like, and that's why I was going slow.
The fucking backstroke.
Like she's like sobbing, like just doing, it was
horrible.
It was so sad. I'm going to marry CT and Big T holding hands on the boat before they grab the ropes. I thought that was so cute. And I'm gonna fuck Devin saying that he's the IT guy and he's in the van of like the double agents. I thought that was hilarious. And you know, I love him. I can't not fuck that moment legally.
Tracks. It all tracks.
Anything else?
Any long-term predictions, Avery?
Who do you think will win?
Yeah.
I think Big T and CT will make it to the final. I dream. It could happen.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. Other than that, I don't know. It's been an iffy season with the switching of partners and just the way people feel about their partners has been interesting. I don't know. Yeah. I don't have many high hopes for the season. I haven't really. It's an okay season. It's not my favorite.
It's not the best.
Agree. I don't think the people are the best.
So. Yeah, I would agree. I think the format's really interesting, but we don't really, we have a lot of like scared players. Like I'm glad that it was open. Like it was, there wasn't a big powerhouse person here. Cause you know, CT likes to play under the radar when he can, but like it definitely has made for a different, slower game. That's interesting.
Yeah, it is. All the exciting people went home first and all the Big Brother people stayed. So it's disappointing.
That's interesting of playing, like, it's interesting for them to play like a scared game when like, yeah, it was fine to do that in prior seasons, but it's just like, what's the point of playing a scared game when the only way to win the game is to go down? So that's been like that interesting flip.
Yeah,
it's extremely frustrating.
Alrighty, well, Avery, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was a blast.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll be back next week with lots of answers and way more questions.
Yes, so many questions. Bye. Bye.